ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Tell me when you want me to go and should you press record on that?
Yeah.
Did I push it?
Oh, you pushed it.
Aye. You know what people say to me all the time? They say, I need more Yumi in my life. They actually never say that. But anyway, welcome to the new bite-sized episodes of your favourite podcast. And don't worry, the regular podcast will still be here on alternate weeks. So in these delectable morsels, canapes, if you will, we are handing over to you. Tell Auntie Yumi your sordid, secret, salacious problems, and I, your very least qualified but most loving host, will do what I can to supply feedback, support, and advice, and most of all, and I think this is really important, make you feel heard. I'm Yumi Steins, and ladies, we need to talk back. Have you ever found yourself looking at your partner wondering, when did they just stop giving a shit about how they look? Well, this is where Nicole finds herself.
Hey ladies, I am super frustrated about my partner making no effort on his appearance and well-being. I love my husband, but when it comes to him looking after himself, he just doesn't give a shit. He's overweight, he doesn't fuss about grooming, and just lives in his trackies. I always make an effort to stay fit and I dress well, but I also want him to feel proud of the woman on his arm. However, I don't seem to feel the same the other way around. He just could not be bothered, and I just find it so unattractive, and it makes me feel really pissed off and resentful.
Okay, so that's Nicole's conundrum. And Nicole, I want to tell you that I hear you. I am a big fan of personal grooming, particularly from my partners. What I'm hearing from you is that your man has basically given up when it comes to his appearance, and that's spilling over into other areas of his life and now yours. You say you find it unattractive. So I'm going to go out on a small limb here and assume that the sex that you guys used to have has joined his self-esteem, which is to say it's not happening. Here with me today are my producers, Hannah and Tamar. They're both hot and wise. In any long-term relationship, heterosexual or not, it's really hard to keep the spark alive, okay? That's not isolated to just heterosexuality. Domestic drudgery is a real boner killer. But I do see this pattern in hetero couples where it's like the man feels he's put a ring on it, and he's locked you in, and therefore he doesn't have to try anymore. And that, I think, to be honest, Tamar and Hannah, is bad manners. Bad manners! I'm feeling like in Nicole's case, it's hard to imagine that she ever used to want to have sex with this guy. So what do you think?
Well, first of all, I don't know, is it always the man who lets himself go in hetero relationships? I've seen plenty of women wearing the same activewear day after day, not speaking from personal experience, of course. I think sometimes it's just a mutual agreement or, you know, just a mutual letting go.
Letting go, becoming slobs.
But isn't that also a good thing about being in a long-term relationship is that you can just wear whatever the hell you want?
Yeah, or not wear whatever the hell you want.
So are you speaking from personal experience, Tamar?
Perhaps not.
My friend's husband recently asked her why all her underpants are dark brown.
What?
I was like, why are all your underpants dark brown? She's like,
have morphed.
That's just the colour.
Lacy, sexy, and to dark brown. And I think that is part of Nicole's problem is she's saying that her partner no longer makes an effort. Mm. And it just sounds like there's a real sort of heaviness there that she's beginning to resent, and that resentment can build pretty quickly and it's hard to find your way back to that spark.
Yeah. And I think he needs to be listening to this advice too, don't you reckon?
Yes, yeah. But that would probably take some level of motivation that it doesn't sound like he currently has.
No, it's
but we
like,
don't want to make it her problem to fix him.
That's so true. That's so true. But it does sound like he's just sort of installed himself on the couch and he's entered his Petri dish phase and she's had a gutful. So, Nicole, here's what you have to do. You have to wrestle his track pants off him and burn them. Then he has no more track pants anymore. He has to put on actual pants.
All like, five pairs.
Now, the other thing is, like, have a look at how you're asking him to change. Is your communication clear? Does he feel under attack when you communicate this with him? Or does he feel shamed? Because shame, as we've learned, is never a very good motivator. Maybe you could ramp up the flirting. Like, would that work if you just sort of reawakened the sex frisson between you?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it sounds like it is pretty dormant. It might have to be very overt flirting. But she could try and remind him of what it was that they found hot about each other in the first place.
Is it redeemable?
I think so, but I just think they need to, like, it's just reconnecting with each other, right? Like, finding that spark again, just like, just reminding each other why they even fell in love in the first place.
She mentions that she makes an effort to stay fit, which means that she's active, probably going outside and doing stuff. So I think it's probably not just about his appearance. I think it's sort of a lack of motivation.
Yeah, and engagement with the world.
Yeah.
Because that's sexy, right, when your partner, like, wants to go out and do stuff and is like, hey, should we go kayaking this weekend?
Hot!
Yes!
Yumi's just living out her fantasies here.
Should we go hiking up a mountain? Fuck yeah, we definitely should be doing that. So in summary, Nicole, I reckon that you need to think about if he doesn't change, what can you do to change your expectations?
Yep.
Yep.
Have an affair. Because there's less suffering that way. Throw out all of the corn chips in the world.
Yep. And all the tracky dacks.
And clean the couch.
Yep. And sage the house a bit. If you've got a mate whose partner is a little bit on the slobby side, maybe you could put this episode under their nose or in their ears. And do you have a problem you need Auntie Yumi's help with? Send a voice note to ladies@abc.net.au.
Fab. Sexoir.
Okay.